This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. Well, let's turn our attention now to the digital currency space, because according to the Financial Times, Meta, that's the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, they are reportedly planning to introduce a form of virtual currency for their stable of apps. So funnily, this is being dubbed internally as Zuckbucks by Meta employees. FT notes that the virtual currency is unlikely to be a form of cryptocurrency based on blockchain technology, but instead it's more going to look like a simple in-app token similar to Roblox's Robux or Fortnite's V-Bucks.
Wow, so many words I didn't know existed. A lot of tokens out there. Now, this new project comes after Meta left behind Diem, its troubled cryptocurrency project earlier this year, which was like all the rage at one time.
It was formerly known as Libra, for those who maybe didn't recognize Diem, but yes.
Well, and now we have a new version. But anyway, this push to find alternative revenue streams won't come from just virtual currencies, as CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced last month that NFTs would be coming to Instagram, and this is, of course, non-fungible tokens. Now, beyond that, the FT also reported that Meta is also exploring traditional financial services, including providing small businesses with loans. Now, Meta's efforts to jump into financial products and services comes as Facebook and Instagram face increased competition from other social media platforms like TikTok.
So, for more thoughts on how these developments could affect the digital currency and cryptocurrency space, we speak to expert Varun Mittal, the Chief Growth Officer of Singlife with Aviva, and also author of the book Singapore, the FinTech Nation. Varun, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. So Meta is exploring creating a digital asset token for people to use in their Metaverse project. This move comes after the company's attempt for its own cryptocurrency project, Diem, was abandoned due to issues with the US regulators. How do you see this project being different this time around?
The key difference this time is they understand that the biggest moneymaker in their ecosystem is advertisers, brands or companies which want to reach the customers. So it's an advertising business on its own. By creating something which advertisers could use or content creators could use to monetize their reach. So some people want to buy access to people. Some people have access to people and they want to sell that access to people. So they want to have their own currency mechanism to better monetize this. And a large number of creators' challenges, they can't monetize their stuff. So brands now want to engage with the creators directly. Today, you see a lot of brands interacting with influencers on their own. And Facebooks or the TikToks or the Googles of the world, they feel that they do all the work while the brands and influencers work directly and they don't get a share of the pie. From that perspective, and it's not organized. So if you can bring a lot more organization into that, you need a mode of exchange of value between these people, and that's when these on-platform currencies come in. This currency is not to go and buy copy. This is more for influencers, content creators, and brands to engage with each other.
So would there be any regulatory concerns regarding Zuckbucks then?
See, the premise is, I mean, this is a funny name from that perspective, but this is more of like on-platform way to currency. So think of it, any games, all games have their own currencies. Brands buy it to buy in-game placements. People buy to get access to a better gun or better car or better looking avatar in the game. So it's an in-game currency. And to buy that in-game currency, you have to deal with whatever is your local country regulations. So these are access to virtual goods and services. And you have your own regulations. So some countries, for example, put a VAT on buying of these virtual goods. Some countries do not. So the premise is by decoupling. So the platforms have seen, if they try to, say, create a layer of solutions on top of the whole world, that's very tricky. So what they need to do is they need to engage with the regulations of each market and work with them and not try to create like a super currency which works globally.
So do you think Zuckbucks will take off this time? Because, you know, like what we just said, Diem didn't.
The premise is, the way I look at it is, as a platform with two billion users, registered users, at least a billion monthly active users, if they can create on-platform way for people to exchange value, there is a decent potential for it to operate as an on-platform currency.
And separately, or in related to this, we do see headlines about Meta looking to introduce NFTs on its apps as well. I think Zuckerberg announced that NFTs will be coming to Instagram. I mean, what's your immediate reaction to this kind of news? Do you envision something like this could work, and can it be monetized in a way that Instagram becomes a marketplace for NFTs like OpenSea?
So I'll give a reference example. So YouTube, for example, if you see, if, for example, you upload a video with music of somebody else, there are technologies which detect that you are using a music from somebody else who owns the trademark for it or who owns the rights for it, and you cannot then get ad revenue from that video. Instead, that person gets the ad revenue if you are using a video or an audio content from somebody in your upload. And that was how YouTube looked at monetizing it. Just to give an example, there was a video of African pallbearers, which became a big meme during COVID times. Mm-hmm. Just last week, it got sold for $1 million. And it was used in a lot of memes on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. So there are a lot of original content creators who can monetize when people are using their original creation to create memes or create downstream content with that. They can monetize. And with the now technology, you can detect that I created this image and 50 other people are using. So either I get a share of the advertising revenue generated from them, or I get some value of exchange, or people who want to create. So, and usually it's brands. Brands would prefer that if there is a legal way for them to license these viral memes and images to be using in their campaigns, they would actually prefer that. Okay. So I think that kind of use case is more relevant as versus the OpenSea model.
Okay, because I've got a question, right? Because what Facebook and Instagram are reportedly working on is a big change, because most of the time they make their money by taking full control of the data that users post on their platforms. And of course, then using it in turns to drive engagement and target advertising. But unlike the pictures, videos and text that already are on the social media platform, NFTs are digital assets that live off the platform in blockchain database that Facebook and Instagram have no control over. So do you see this possibly working hand in hand then?
No, absolutely. Because for the platforms, they will say as long as there is a genuine way to prove that you are the original owner of this content. So as long as, so in the old world, it was a trademark. You could say that, okay, I own this piece of image or I own this piece of music and this is my trademark. In the newer world, that same thing is stored on one of the blockchains. And in the court of law, as long as the other party can prove that they were the original owners, and here's a certificate which proves. So technically, this is one more layer, one more way to authenticate original ownership. And even if there is a sale, then a transfer of ownership of content. So for them, this is, instead of just the trademark, now they have one more way to validate that you own this content, or you own this photo, or you own this video.
Varun, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Varun Mittal, the Chief Growth Officer of SingLife with Aviva and author of Singapore, the FinTech Nation, talking to us about some of the developments taking place on Meta and its many apps in terms of digital currencies, in terms of NFTs. I think we're in for a lot of changes to how intellectual property is being licensed online.
I think also because, if you ask me, they are seeing declining revenue, right? So they want to influence the development of the technology that is happening out there. They want to have first mover advantage and use scale to control how NFTs, you know, how cryptocurrencies are being used on their platform.
And I was looking at the list of games that actually have good revenue stream. Well, of course, Roblox, we mentioned that it was a 3.6 billion ringgit, US dollar. But the number one is actually Honor of Kings, 13 billion US dollar in a year, which is pretty amazing.
All right, stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.